Title: Ghost Note Placement for Rolling Momentum Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced drum and bass groove lesson, and we're zooming in on one of the most underrated skills in roller production: ghost note placement. Not add more notes until it feels busy, not random little taps everywhere. We're talking about ghost notes that create rolling momentum, the kind of motion where the loop feels like it's leaning forward, like it wants to keep going, even if the pattern is super minimal. Here's the big idea. Ghost notes are quiet supportive hits, usually little snares, rims, hats, or tiny ticks. They're not there to be the star, they're there to shape the space around the star, especially around the main snare on beats 2 and 4. And if you get this right, your drum stops sounding like a repeating bar and starts sounding like a machine with momentum. Let's build this step by step in Ableton Live. First, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the 172 to 176 range. I like 174 as a sweet spot. Create a MIDI track, drop a drum rack on it, and choose your sounds with intention. Quick reality check for DNB. If your main snare is huge, your ghost notes must be smaller and faster. So pick a main snare that has a bright crack in some body, and then pick a ghost layer that is less low mid body and more mid snap. A rim, a light snare tick, even a noisy click works great. For the kick, go tight and short, no massive tail. Rolling DNB gets messy fast when the low end hangs around too long. Now let's build the foundation. Make a 1 bar MIDI clip, 4/4, and set your grid to 16th notes. Classic 2-step, kick on beat 1, and kick on beat 3, snare on beat 2, snare on beat 4. That's your spine. If that doesn't feel solid, nothing on top will save it. Add hats next. You can do 8th notes for a slightly more open groove, or 16ths for that constant drive. If you already have continuous 16th hats, keep that in mind. Your ghost snares should be sparser. If your hats are sparse, ghosts can do more of the movement. That's an important density rule. Don't max out both at the same time. Also, in Ableton, hit fold in the MIDI editor so you're only seeing the notes you're using. It keeps your brain on the groove, not the piano roll chaos. Now we get to the money. Ghost snares that roll. Ghost placement isn't random. Think of the main snare like a gravity well. It's the biggest pull in the groove. Your ghosts either fall into it, meaning they lead into the main snare, or they orbit it, meaning they move right after it, then get out of the way. Start with the most reliable placements. Put a ghost snare on the 16th note right before beat 2. In Ableton timing, that's 1.1.4. Then put another one right before beat 4, 1.3.4. These are pre-snare pushes. They create anticipation. It's like the groove inhales before the snare hits. Now set velocities. Main snare is strong, like 115 up to 127. Ghost snares, much lower. Think 18 to 45. Yes, that low. If you can clearly hear the ghost as a real snare hit, it's too loud. You want to feel it as movement. And here's a teacher tip. If you're struggling to set ghost velocity because it either disappears or becomes obnoxious, that's often a sound choice problem. A ghost sample with too much body will force you to turn it down so far it becomes pointless. A short, bright tick lets you keep it audible without sounding like a second snare. Next, let's add post-snare movement. This is the glue that makes rollers feel like they're spilling forward. After the main snare on beat 2, add a subtle ghost at 1.2.3 and maybe another at 1.2.4. Do the same concept after beat 4, 1.4.3 and 1.4.4. You don't have to use all of them. In fact, you'll usually pick one or two depending on how dense your hats are. The point is, you've got the push into the snare, then a little tail after the snare. Push, hit, release. That's the motion. And for an advanced workflow upgrade, use two different ghost sounds. One for the pre-snare push, maybe a tiny rim. Another for the post-snare tail, maybe a slightly noisier tick. In drum rack, put them on separate pads so you can EQ and control them independently. Even if they're the same sample, separating pads makes mixing way easier. Now let's talk micro timing. This is where rolling momentum turns from a pattern into a feel. We're not trying to create sloppy flams. We're creating a deliberate push and relax. Turn off any global groove for a moment so you're hearing your raw timing. Then take the pre-snare ghosts, the ones at 1.1.4 and 1.3.4, and nudge them slightly early. Aim for about 3 to 8 milliseconds early. Then take your post-snare ghosts, like 1.2.3 and 1.2.4, and nudge them slightly late, 2 to 6 milliseconds late. What you're doing is psychological. The ghosts lean into the snare, then exhale after it. That push-pull is what makes a roller feel like it's running downhill. Do it by moving the notes themselves, not track delay. Track delay is great for global shifts, but ghost notes are surgical. Next, velocity shaping. Think of each snare hit as a little envelope of energy. A really reliable curve looks like this. Pre-snare ghost, around 30 to 45. Main snare, 115 to 127. Post-snare ghost, around 22 to 35. Tail ghost, around 15 to 28. So it ramps up into the snare, then decays away after it. That's the lean forward effect. If you recorded ghosts and the velocities are inconsistent, you can put Ableton's MIDI velocity device before the drum rack. Try comp mode with a small drive amount, like 5 to 15%, just to tighten the performance. But don't flatten it completely. Ghost notes need hierarchy, and that hierarchy matters. Think in three layers. Primary ghost, the most important, usually the pre-snare push. Secondary ghost, the post-snare movement. Tertiary micro-ticks, barely audible hat or noise ticks that increase perceived speed without adding snare clutter. Now swing. We're going to use groove, but carefully. DNB does not want to feel late. If you overdo swing, you'll turn your roller into a drunken shuffle and lose the forward aggression. Open the groove pool and try something subtle like swing 16-55 or an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 58. Apply it to your clip, but keep the timing amount low. 10 to 20% is plenty. Random at 0 to 3%. Velocity influence at 0 to 10. Remember, the ghosts are doing most of the rolling. Groove is just seasoning. Now we need to keep ghosts audible but not messy. Ghost notes have two common failure modes. They vanish in the mix, or they clutter the low mids and smear the snare. So let's build a clean ghost processing chain inside the drum rack on the ghost pad. Start with EQ8. High pass it. And I mean higher than you think. Somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz at minimum. Often 300 to 600 Hz is the real zone for snare-ish ticks. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 500 to 900. If you need it to speak, a tiny presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz, 1 or 2 dB. Then add saturator. Soft clip mode. 1 to 4 dB of drive. And match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The goal is density and audibility, not to make it louder. Optional compressor. Light. 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 50 to 120. Just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction if needed. If your ghosts ring out or leave tails, put a gate on them. This is a classic DNB cleanliness move. Set it so the ghost hits open the gate, and set a short release so they shut quickly. And another pro detail. Keep ghosts narrow, put a utility on the ghost chain and reduce width, even all the way to mono if needed. Then do a quick mono check on your drum bus, toggle utility to mono and make sure the roll doesn't collapse. If it collapses, your ghost layer probably has stereo fizz or reverb that's fighting you. Now glue the whole drum bus. On the drum rack track, add drum bus. Drive 2 to 8, keep boom low because ghosts don't need boom, and increase transients a bit to bring out snap. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release auto or 0.1 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not smash. Limiter at the end just as a safety ceiling, like minus 0.8 dB, catching rare peaks, not loudness wars. Advanced heavy DNB trick, sidechain duck the ghosts to the main snare, but do it as micro ducking. Put a compressor on the ghost chain, sidechain from the main snare. Fast attack, fairly fast release. You only want the ghost to dip at the crack of the snare, so the transient stays razor sharp. This lets you keep ghosts slightly louder overall while still sounding clean. Now let's talk arrangement, because a roller that never changes is dead. We're going to evolve ghost density across 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it minimal. Just the pre-snare pushes. Bars 5 to 8. And a post-snare ghost after beat 2, but not after beat 4. Bars 9 to 12. Add both post-snare ghosts and maybe one occasional extra tick. Bars 13 to 16. Drop the ghosts for one bar, then slam them back in. That drop and return is impact without adding fills. You can also automate ghost character without changing the MIDI. For example, in bars 1 to 8, make ghosts thinner, higher high pass, less drive. Bars 9 to 16, add a tiny bit more bite, lower the high pass slightly, add 1 to 2 dB of saturation drive. Same pattern, more energy. The listener feels a lift without hearing more notes. And now a quick momentum test that producers skip. But it's gold. Mute the main snare for 2 bars. Listen to your ghosts. Do they still imply where the snare would be? If yes, Your ghosts are actually creating gravity and direction. If no, they're probably just decoration. Let's hit common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Ghosts too loud. If they sound like extra snares, you've lost the plot. Mistake 2. Too much low mid in the ghosts. High pass them. Ghosts are ticks, not thuds. Mistake 3. Overswinging the whole beat. Keep groove subtle. Use placement and micro timing for roll. Mistake 4. The same ghost pattern every bar. Even removing one ghost every 2 or 4 bars creates human feel. That's called negative ghosting. You intentionally omit an expected ghost, then maybe bump the next one up by 5 to 10 velocity to compensate. Tension and release. 0 extra notes. Mistake 5. Flamming against the main snare. If a ghost is too close and too loud, it smears the snare transient. Fix it by lowering velocity, nudging timing, or using a thinner sample. Optional advanced flavor. A flam that doesn't smear. Use a super short tick. High pass it aggressively like 500 HC and up. Place it 10 to 18 milliseconds before the main snare. Very low velocity. If it still blurs, shorten the sample in simpler. Often the real secret is envelope length, not eck. Shorten decay until it's nearly click length. Add a tiny fade out and keep it tight. Now let's do a mini practice exercise. Minimal notes, maximum roll. Make a 2-bar loop with your basic kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Add only 2 ghost snares total. In bar 1, add a ghost at 1.1.4. In bar 2, add a ghost at 2.3.4, the 16th right before beat 4 in bar 2. Set the first ghost velocity to 38. Second ghost to 28. Nudge the first one 6 milliseconds early. The second one 3 milliseconds early. Now resample or bounce it, and listen. Does it feel like it's pulling forward? Then add one post-snare ghost at 1.2.4 at velocity 20, and compare again. If adding one ghost improves the roll more than adding 5, you're thinking like a pro. Before we wrap, here's your advanced homework challenge if you want to level up fast. Make a 4-bar loop. You are allowed only 4 ghost notes total across the entire 4 bars. Not per bar. Total. No extra hits besides those 4 ghosts. Your core kick, snare, hats can stay. This audio version is shortened for playback.